Lord, we come to you.
Amen.
We bless you.
Amen.
We ask you that you would speak this morning.
Show us
the burden that is on your heart. Lord, we're not here asking for your help for something that's on our heart. We're asking that we could join you for your labor. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. For keeping us all to this day. Now we pray for our next generation. Lord, keep them. Every one of them. Those whom you have committed to the church. Lord, that you would gain every one of them. That they would be the generation to bring you back. Oh, we pray, Lord, every one of our next generation. We like to see them go from a babe to a man of God. Lord, do this for your own sake. We commit this time to you. Amen.
Amen.
The verses that we began with from Colossians 1.
哥罗西书一章开始的经节。
These are the verses that we began the conference with on Friday evening.
周五晚上我们用这个经节开始这次特会。
And these verses talk about a struggle.
这里讲到这里一个挣扎。
And mention the word labor.
提到劳苦奋斗。
This means that there's some work involved.
指明这是有些工作。
Even some pain.
甚至可能有些的痛苦。
Whom we announce. This is Colossians 1:28.
一章二十八节。
Whom we announce.
我们宣扬他。
Admonishing every man.
是用。
And teaching every man in all wisdom.
全班的智慧警戒个人教导个人。
That we may present every man.
好解。好将个人
full grown in Christ
在基督里成熟的献上
and saints this is our desire
这是我们的愿望
actually we express this way
我们是这么发表的
this is our desire
这是我们的渴望
this is our hope
我们的盼望
this is our goal
我们的目标
this is our aim
也是我们的定准的方向
this is our prayer
这是我们的祷告
that every one of our next generation
我们每一个下一代
Everyone.
每一位
Here it says, every man.
他讲每一个人
Everyone whom the Lord has committed to us.
神托付给我们的每一个人
Whether they come through us, to us through our family.
无论是借着我们家庭得来的
Or through gospel preaching.
或借着传福音得着的
Every man.
每一个人
That one day we could present them full grown in Christ.
有一天我们都能够将他们完全成熟的献给基督
But the next...Paul, in his writing, continues.
保罗在他著作里继续说道
For which,
我为此
for this purpose,
为着这个目的
I labor.
我劳苦
I'm laboring.
劳苦
I'm working.
我在这工作做工
Struggling.
奋斗
It's a struggle.
这是一个奋斗
You know, when you're involved in a struggle,
你在一个争斗之间
that means there's something else there resisting what you're doing.
就指明有一些东西在抵抗你所做的
，which makes this matter not so easy，
就让这件事不容易成就。
So you have a desire，
所以你有个渴望
，prayer a desire an intention，
有个意愿
，a goal，
有个目标
，an aim，
有个标的。
But if there was no one resisting，
但在这里没有人在这拒绝的话
，then it'd be easier，
抗拒的话很容易吧。
But this job。
但这个工作
Oh, there's a big resistance.
有个很极大的抗拒在这里。
Not from the children.
不是从儿童来的。
The resistance is not from the next generation.
抗拒不是从下一代来的。
The resistance is from another kingdom.
抗争是从另外一个国度来的。
The revelation in the Bible
在圣经里的启示
is that in this universe,
给我们看见在宇宙中
there are two kingdoms.
有两个国度。
And these two kingdoms,are in conflict.
二国相争。
And we know this is God's kingdom.
我们知道这是神的国。
Satan's kingdom.
和撒旦的国。
We didn't choose to be in this conflict.
我们没有拣选在这个争斗之下。
We wish there were no such conflict.
我们盼望没有这样的争战。
But we didn't have a choice in this matter.
这件事上我们是没选择的。
We were born into this conflict.
我们一生就生在这个争斗之间。
And we mentioned there are two kingdoms.
这里讲到有两个国度。
But there are three wills.
有三个意志。
There's God's will.
神的意志。
For his kingdom.
为着这个国度。
There's Satan's will.
还有撒旦的意志。
For his kingdom.
为着他的国度。
And there's man's will.
还有人的意志。
But we don't get our own kingdom.
但我们没有自己的国。
You think you do.
你以为你有自己的国。
Many people think they have their own kingdom.
很多人以为自己有自己的国度。
No.
没有。
No. We're either in one of those two kingdoms.
要不在其一就在其二之中一个。
And this morning.
今天早晨。
We have chosen.
我们已经拣选了。
Have you chosen?
你拣选了吗?
To be in God's kingdom.
要在神的国里。
It's important to choose.
很重要，这个拣选很重要。
That's why God gave man his own will.
所以神给人自由的意志。
Yeah, because if you don't choose, the default is Satan's kingdom.
不拣选，自动就落在撒旦的国里。
And most people don't know that.
大部分人不知道这事。
No, no, no.
不是，不是。
I'm a spiritual Switzerland.
我是属灵的中立国家。
Do you know what that means?
你知道，就是北那个欧洲。Switzerland.
You know, Switzerland likes to be neutral.
北欧这个就是愿意中立。
Yeah, there's no such thing as a spiritual Switzerland.
没有属灵的中立国。
You're either in this kingdom or that kingdom.
要不在这国，就在那国里。
Sorry, that's what the Bible shows.
很抱歉，圣经就是这么说。
Yeah, you don't get to choose in this matter.
这件事上你没得选。
I mean, you get to choose.
你可以选择。
But you don't get to choose or opt out of this conflict.
但是在这争斗之中，你没有选择可以逃离得出的。
And then we saw this on Friday.
周五我们又看见了。
I hope the saints were impressed with these scriptures.
盼望圣徒们对这个经节有印象。
You know there are at least two portions of the scripture.
圣经最少有两处。
That show us from the beginning.
从起初就给我们看见。
Like the first chapter of the book.
这就是头一段。
When you open this book.
这卷书一打开
that there's a conflict between the two kingdoms.
就可以看见两个国度在这里征战。
Yeah. And there's someone in the center of the conflict.
征战的中心是有一个人在这。
You know who that is?
你知道是谁吗?
The children among God's people.
是神百姓中间的孩子们。
You know what books these are?
是哪两卷书吗?
Now many of you know, right?
你们很多人都知道了。
The first one?
第一卷书。
Exodus.
出埃及记。
What's the second one?
第二卷，但以理书。
You know when you open the book of Exodus,
把出埃及记一打开
，Chapter one,
第一章。
What do you see there?
那你看了什么
？God's people,
神的百姓。
They're not in the good land.
他们不在美地啊。
They're in Egypt.
在哪？在埃及。
And this is a picture.
这是一幅图画。
This is a picture.
图画。
You know right? Everything from the Old Testament.
旧约我们都知道。
Is a picture.
是一幅图画。
It's a type.
是一个预表。
That's what the New Testament says.
所以新约是这么说的。
1 Corinthians 10:11.
哥林多前书十章十一节。
All the things that occurred to Israel.
一切发生在以色列人身上的。
They happened to them as examples.
都是作为榜样借鉴。
They really happened.
真的是有这个故事发生。
Some professors would tell the young people, "Oh, these are fables."
有些教授说，哎，这些都是虚构故事。
These are stories.
都是一些童话故事。
These are allegories.
好像一些寓意的说法。
Yeah, they are allegories.
是的，是有寓意的讲究。
But they really happened.
但却是一个真实历史的事实。
There was a people.
有一班人。
Came from Abraham.
是从亚伯拉罕生出来的。
They became these 12 tribes.
成了这十二个支派。
And it says whatever happened in the Old Testament to them.
那你说凡在旧约里发生在他们身上的。
It's amazing.
这很令人惊讶。
What happened to them is a picture of the New Testament church.
发生在他们身上的是新约教会的一幅图画。
When you have enough experience,
如果你有这样的经验的话
you realize
你就知道
that when you read the Old Testament,
你读旧约的时候
you're reading your biography.
其实你在读你的历史，你的自传。
Have you seen yourself in the Bible?
你自己看见自己在圣经里被记载着了吗
？Have you seen yourself? Through the children of Israel,
借着以色列百姓所经过的，看见自己吗
？It's exactly what the verse says.
这个经节是就是这么说的。
Not only they happened as examples,
不仅他们是榜例子
，It says they were written.
他们之所以被写下来
for our admonition,
是为着我们的戒戒境界戒境
unto whom the ends of the ages have come,
直到末了的时候来到
they were written,
他们这么写着
for our admonition,
是为着鉴戒我们的
you know, there's a difference between an example and an admonition,
榜样和警戒是两件
不同的事 they happen as an example,
他们正发生是做榜样的。
They were written as an admonition.
写出来是为了做你们的戒禁的。
You know, I could give you an example.
好，我给你一个例子。
Yeah, this is a cup.
这个是个杯子。
This has content.
有内涵。
Yeah, this is like us.
就像我们一样。
But be careful of the content.
小心内容装什么。
This is an example.
例子就是这个。这是一个例子。
But this is not an admonition.
这不是一个劝戒啊。
An admonition is, there's poison here!
这里有
Don't drink it. It's poison.
这里有毒药啊，不要喝，是有毒的。
That's not an example.
那不是例子哦，不是榜样，是一个警戒。
It's a warning.
是一个警告。
That means if you don't take heed, you suffer loss.
就说不听就受苦。
So, Exodus
出埃及记
was written
写下来了
as an example.
是做一个榜样。
It is an example. It happened as an example.
是这件事发生是一个例子，是一个榜样。
For our admonition.
但写出来是为着我们的警戒。
Warning. There's a warning here.
警告，警告。
What's the warning?
警告什么？
Let's look at the story for a moment.
来看看这里的故事。
God's people.
神的百姓。
Are in Egypt.
在埃及。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思？
What is Egypt?
埃及。
To us.
对我们是什么？
It's the world.
是世界。
And the king of Egypt.
埃及的王。
Is the Pharaoh.
法老。
Who's that to us?
对我们是说是谁啊？
Satan.
撒旦
Okay.
好
In Exodus 1.
出埃及记一章
Is the Pharaoh at peace?
法老没事吧
No.
没有
No.
是的
He's worried.
法老很担心的
What does that mean?
那是什么意思
There's something that worries Satan.
有些事是撒旦担心的
Oh. Did you know that?
你知道吗
Sometimes we think, oh, Satan's so strong, so powerful.
撒旦这么强，好强啊！
Defeats me all the time.
总是打把我打败。
No, wait. Look at Exodus 1.
看看出埃及记一章。
He gets nervous over something.
撒旦坐立不安啊。
Oh, let's look at where he gets nervous.
你看看撒旦怎么会坐立不安？
What does he get nervous about?
他对什么不安呢？
Because in Exodus 1.
因为出埃及记一章。
No, sorry.At the end of Genesis,
抱歉，我们来到创世纪末了。
God's people numbers 70.
那个时候，神的百姓只有70个人。
And because of Joseph,
因着约瑟
his family is honored.
他的家被尊重。
He's like royalty.
他好像是贵族一样。
He's the second in command.
他是第二把座位，做第二把交椅的那一位。
Turn the page.
好，你再翻，立刻创世纪翻。
From Genesis to Exodus.
从创世纪翻到出埃及记。
Now God's people,
神的百姓
，no longer 70,
不再是七十个。Wait,
how many?
有多少啊？有多少
？About 2 million.
200,000。
They got so big.
大到不得了。
Because when you turn the page, several hundred years pass.
翻一页，几百年过去了。
And they grow so big.
就这么长，他们这么强壮，
Pharaoh gets nervous.
所以法老很担心
Oh, God's people
很惊慌
are increasing. Who is he afraid of?
他怕什么
The children.
孩子们儿童
Too many children.
太多孩子了
God's people, they were fruitful and multiplied.
神的百姓繁殖又扩增
And he got nervous.
他就很怕
Because Pharaoh says, if an enemy comes,
如果仇敌来的话
And these people stand with the enemy.
这些人跟敌人站在
一起。We'll be defeated.
我们就被击败了。
So we have to defeat them.
我们要击败他们。
And then you read Exodus 1. We don't have time to get into all the details.
没时间进到出埃及记一章，你去读。
We have to defeat the older ones.
还要击败这老年长的。
Tire them out.
使他们疲累不堪。
And we have to not defeat, eliminate.
这不是让他们疲惫。
The younger ones.
要除灭下一代
If it's a baby,
从婴孩就开始
kill it,
就杀掉他的孩子
Can you imagine if there was some nation today?
想想看，今天有些国家
that the king or the ruler
这个王或者管理者
would have an edict like this?
有颁布这样的法令
Wouldn't the whole world rise up against
全世界是不是现在都会起来惊讶
You can't do this.
反对这个，不能这样杀。
Everyone would condemn them.
每一个人都会定罪这个国家。
But this happened.
但这件事发生了。
But there were no nations to rise up against them.
但没有任何国家起来反对这件事。
Who rose up?
谁兴起来了？
Who stopped him?
谁停下他了？
Two sisters.
两个姊妹。
Two sisters.
就是两个姊妹。
Saved Israel.
拯救了以色列人啊。
The midwives.
就是产妇那个
出生婆。My point is.
我的点就是。
Do you see the Pharaoh's heart and intention?
你看见了法老的心和他的意图在哪里？
And isn't that a type?
这是不是一个预表？
Of Satan's heart and intention.
讲到撒旦他的心意和意图。
Toward your children.
要对待你，对付你的孩子。
Toward your children.
对付你的孩子。
That's how Satan thinks about your children.
撒旦是这么想你孩子。
If I could, I would eliminate them.
如果可以的话，就把他灭掉。
Sisters need to rise up and say,
No, 姊妹们，你们需要起来说，不要，不要碰我的孩子。
Among God's people,
在神的百姓当中
the sisters must rise up.
姊妹们必须兴起来
say no.
说不
Satan,
撒旦
you don't touch our children.
不要碰我们的孩子
Chapter 2,
第二章
In chapter 2,
第二章
Oh, because the sisters caused the Pharaoh to change his policy.
因为姊妹们使法老改变了他的政策
Can you imagine?
想想看
Is this not a type?
这是不是一个预表
Sisters, you have the power to cause Satan to change his way because it doesn't work.
你有办法使法老改变他的方法，因为他的那条路行不通了。
That's what this story tells us.
这个故事就是告诉我们说这个。
So instead of killing the babies,
所以法老不能杀孩子了。
Oh, you have to throw them in the water.
好，把他们丢在水里。
You know the name Moses means drawn.
摩西的意思是从水里就拔出来。
And who saved Moses?
谁拯救了摩西
Oh, we read in Hebrews.
在希伯来书我们就读到了
By faith,
凭信
Moses,
摩西
was hidden for 3 months by his parents.
被他的父母隐藏了三个月
I think before when you read Hebrews 11,
读希伯来书十一章之前
and all the people of faith,
你读到所有信的见证人的时候
you didn't know Moses' parents were listed as people of faith.
你大概不知道摩西的父母是被列为信的见证人之一。
You thought only Moses was the hero.
你只以为摩西是英雄。
Come on, confess.
好，是不是承认？是不是没想过吧
？You only thought Moses was the hero.
你只以为摩西是。
Would you ever list Moses' parents?
有，你会不会列出摩西的父母
？Along with David, Samson,
跟大卫、
Noah,
挪亚、
and Moses' parents.
真的，还有摩西的父母。
No, you wouldn't say that.
你不会列他父母的。
But you look at verse 23 and 4. We read.
看看二十三、二十四节，你读了。
In 24 it says Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. How many often have you used that verse?
摩西拒绝被称为法老的儿子，多少次你用了这个经节
？In verse 24, it is Moses' faith.
是的，是摩西在二十四节他的信心。
But in verse 23,
二十三节呢
it says, ？By faith, Moses.
因着信，摩西吗
？And you think it's Moses' faith? No, no, no,
no, 不是摩西啊。
By faith, Moses.
因着信，摩西的
was hidden for 3 months.
摩西被隐藏了三个月。
Is that Moses' faith?
是摩西的信心吗？
No,
不是。
Was hidden for 3 months by his parents.
是被他的父母藏了三个月。
Parents.
父母。
Parents.
父母们。
You can be heroes of faith.
你们可以做这个信的英雄。
You can be witnesses of faith.
你可以做信的见证人。
Every age turner in the Bible.
圣经中每一个转移时代的人
was produced by godly parents.
都是由敬虔的父母所产生的生下。
That's Exodus.
这是出埃及记。
We also saw the book of Daniel.
我们也看见但以理。
You know, when you start reading Daniel,
读但以理书
there's something going on already. The action begins in verse 1.
一节。行动就开始了。
There's no like introduction.
这里没有什么开头的话，一开始就是一个。
What's the action?
这个行动，这行动是。
The armies of Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon.
巴比伦来的尼布撒贾尼撒王。
Marching into Jerusalem.
冲入耶路撒冷。
Very interesting.
很有意思。
Did you notice this before?
之前你注意到了吗
？They go straight to the temple.
直闯入圣殿。
And they take the vessels.
夺取了器皿。
The precious vessels of
gold
in the temple to take to the house of Shinar.
把这些器皿带到偶像示拿的那个 殿里面去。
To the gods that are not gods.
去带到那些不是真的神的那个偶像的殿里去。
That's verses 1 and 2.
那是第一、第二节。
Then you read verses 3 and 4. Then Nebuchadnezzar says, and take the children.
尼布甲尼撒王到三节、四节就说把这些孩子们。
Actually, the vessels, that's a picture.
其实器皿就是一幅图画。
The real target.Of Nebuchadnezzar coming into Jerusalem, the real target was the children.
尼布甲尼撒王真的来到圣殿里，他的目标就是儿童。
And he wanted the best children.
他要最好的儿童。
So that he could groom them to be people in his government.
好，培育他们成为这个撒旦国的那一个政要。
And among them was Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah.
在他们中间有但以理，这个哈拿尼亚，这三位尼撒家，哈拿尼亚、米利沙、亚撒利亚。
We have to learn the names of the other three, right?
其他三个我们都得背他们的名字哈。
We don't talk about the other three too much.
我们不太说这三个，只讲三个朋友。
These four boys.
这有四个男孩。
They were among those taken.
在所有被这些。逮捕的人当中
And we got into this a little bit. We don't have time to develop.
我们进入的早晨没时间讲了，周五做过。
How could those four teenagers?
这四个少年人
stand in that situation against the king?
在当时的情形里，怎么能够抵抗当时那个王
？How could they have the wherewithal within them to stand against the king?
里面怎么有这个力量能够？抵挡这个王呢
？Last night we saw.
昨晚看见。
Probably.
大概是这么子。
Probably.
大概是这样。
Daniel's parents.
但以理的父母。
Practiced.
实行。
Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6.
第六章哈，生命记六章。
The instruction in Deuteronomy 6.
在生命记六章这里说到。
Is that God's command? If you love the Lord, if you love the Lord, His word should be on your heart.
四节到九节，你爱主，他的话要在你的心里。
And then if it's on your heart,
如果在放在你的心上
，then you should speak it to your children.
如果你就要对你的儿女说
，speak it to your children.
要对你的儿女说这样的话。
When
什么时候说
？When you're walking.
他们在行走的时候。
When you're sitting down at the table to eat.
坐在家里一起吃晚饭的时候。
When they go to lie down.
去躺下的时候。
When they wake up.
起来的时候。
And we should have the word in our home.
这个家里应该满了主的话。
That means when you come to this home, the expression is God's word.
如果你来到这个家，彰显出是神的话。
I believe Daniel grew in such a family.
但以理是在这个家庭里长大。
And says that you should teach the word of God diligently to your children.
他说你要殷勤教导你的儿女。
But we saw, actually, in the recovery version, it says, repeat these words to your children.
在恢复本圣里面讲到，要重复一再的向你儿女讲说
，which means which is translated repeat or teach diligently this word，
重复或者殷勤的教训，这个是这么翻译的。
It actually means to sharpen，
那就是什么？要磨啊
，like a knife，
像把刀一样
，or an arrow，
或像一把剑。Sharpen.
You know when you sharpen the knife,
你知道你要磨刀的时候
you're preparing it for something.
磨刀霍霍为做事
You're preparing it for use.
为着一些要做些事
Or for battle.
就是为着征战的
Oh, Daniel's parents.
但以理的父母
I think they sharpened him.
我想在这里
With the word of God.
用神的话来磨他
And then one day,
有一天
Nebuchadnezzar's army came.
尼布甲尼撒大军临到。
And he's there in Babylon.
他人在巴比伦。
No mommy, no daddy.
爸爸妈妈都不在了。
No grandma, no grandpa.
祖父祖母也不在了。
No children's meeting teachers.
在那里没有儿童聚会的
老师。No young people serving ones.
也没有青少年扶持者都不在。
Just Daniel.
只有但以理一个人。
And his friends.
和他的朋友。
And you know, he was prepared.
他预备好了。
He was sharp.
他因为是非常尖锐的，磨亮了。
Four arrows,
四把剑，四支箭
were ready there,
预备好了。
But who prepared them?
谁预备了他们
？They didn't prepare themselves.
不是自己预备自己。
Back home,
是那个家
the parents.
父母
Day after day after day.
一天过一天
Maybe since they were 1 year old, 2 years old.
甚至一岁两岁就开始
3 years old. I'm sure that Daniel's mother could never imagine what she was preparing her son for.
我想戴丽母亲预备他的时候没有想到后来会发生什么事
That 10 years later,
十年后
My son would be taken from me.
我儿子要从我身上被拿开。
And there, he would make a stand for God's people.
他要在那里为着神的百姓做一个见证，站住。
I think Daniel's mother would never imagine that.
但以你的母亲从来都没有想过这件事。
But her faithful labor.
但她忠心的劳苦。
Her faithful labor, day after day, day after day.
日过一日，忠心劳苦。
Produce something for God's economy. 10 years later,
产生十年后有一个人为着神的经纶站住了。
Young mothers,
年轻的母亲。
Young mothers,
年轻的母亲。
You're home with the children.
你们在家带着孩子。
After work, you come home.
工作后
so tired.
回来，哎呀，好累。
Oh, should I? You spend time with them.
花时间跟他们在一起。
One sister among us.
有我们中间一个姊妹。
In New York.
在纽约。
She mentioned this the other day.
那天提到。
Oh, she's a stay-at-home mother.
她是留在家里。
She has 4 children.
有四个孩子，没出去工作。
She was so tired that day.
那天太累了。
She's very busy with the church services.
教会的服事也很忙碌。
And one day, she put the children to bed.
她把孩子入睡，让孩子入睡后。
And she just wanted them to go to bed. She just wanted them to go to sleep.
哎，孩子，就去睡就好了，快快睡吧。
And then she was leaving. And they said, Mommy,
他们要离开的时候，她说：“妈
，Aren't we going to pray？”
妈妈，我们要不要祷告一下
？And she goes, No, just go ahead and pray in your heart.
啊，好，你心里祷告就算了。
And she left. And she left.
那她就离开了。
And then just outside the door, she has
到门口。
You know how to, you know, you can imagine the Lord.
你就想到
Lord Jesus.
Oh,
they were asking me.
孩子问我
My children, it means you did a good job, right?
那表示你做得很不错，你孩子还会祷告。
Oh, and she came back. I'm sorry.
她抱歉，抱歉。
She prayed with them.
所以她就跟她孩子们祷告了。
You don't know what you're preparing them for.
你不知道你要为孩子们预备的是什么。
In 10 years.
十年后。
In 15 years.
十五年后。
But your work, your labor today.
你今天的劳苦。
Sharpening them,
磨
to be arrows,
要成为箭
against the enemy,
敌对仇敌
That's what we see in Daniel.
这就是在但以理我们所看见的
So, do you see the struggle?
你看见这个征战了吗
In a sense, it's just a struggle between God and Satan.
一面是神和撒旦之间的征战
two kingdoms,
两个国度的征战
But we somehow got into the middle of this struggle.
不知道怎么来到这个冲突之中。
We were born into this struggle.
我们生在这个冲突之间。
And the Bible says,
圣经说
I'll build my church,
我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades will not prevail.
阴间的门不能胜过它。
So that shows whenever there's the building,
这就指明什么时候有建造。
Of the church,
教会的建造。
The gates of Hades will try to prevail.
阴间的门就要想要胜过教会。
But what's the target of the gates of Hades.
好，阴间的门的那个目标那个点在哪里
？If you look at the type,
你看看这个预表。
Exodus and Daniel.
出埃及记、但以理。
The target is our children.
它的目标就是我们的孩子。
So firstly,
第一
，we have to rise up to pray.
要兴起来祷告。
We have to pray very much for our children.
要为我们的孩子有许多的祷告。
And not just for your own children.
不是为你自己的孩子。
We need to pray for all the children.
为所有的儿童祷告。
In the church and in all the churches.
在众教会中间的儿童要祷告。
And then we need to rise up.
我们要兴起来。
We need to rise up to care for them.
兴起来照顾他们。
And with this background.
以此为背景。
We come to this final outline.
我们来到这最后一篇纲要。
Which is for us outline 4.
第四篇。
I apologize that on the top there the date is wrong.
这里日期是不对的，英文的。
We have been using this outline in different occasions, different places.
不同时地都用了这个纲要。
And I failed to change this date. I apologize.
这个日期忘了改。
Yeah, guiding principles for the children's work in the Lord's recovery.
简介带领儿童工作的原则。
Dear saints, it's possible among us we have a kind of a concept.
很可能我们中间有个观念。
That To take care of the children, yeah, we have a group of saints. They're over there somewhere, in some room in the back.
我照顾儿童， 啊，我们有些圣徒这个在那个什么后面那些房间里就是了。
That's their job.
那个是他们的工作。
Yeah, praise the Lord for them.
啊，为着他们感谢。
Yeah, I can go there. I just sign and deposit my children.
把签个名，把孩子丢在那就事了。
My job's right here in the church meeting.
我的工作就来到教会聚会里。
I can relax here for
来这里休息
couple hours.
哎呀
，Yeah, but saints and in the type in the Old Testament with the children of Israel.
以色列百姓旧约的预表
Yeah, we don't see any children's meeting there.
在那里没有儿童聚会
Yeah, there's no children's teachers.
没有儿童老师
There's only families.
只有家
There's only Deuteronomy 6.
只有这个申命记六章
What we do in our home.
那就是我们在我们的家里做什么
Yeah, now thank the Lord the church has a children's meeting.
感谢主教会是有
At least most of the churches.
大部分的教会都有
But our children's meeting.
儿童聚会呢
is meant to be a supplement
其实是一个辅助的东西
to what we do in our families.
帮助我们家里所做的
Now, it's an important supplement.
是一个很重要的辅助
But the point is this.
但是重点是
We all need to participate.
我们都要有份
In the burden of raising up our children.
在养育下一代我们都要有份
And for this,
为此
we need the children's meeting.
我们需要儿童聚会
But we'll see in a moment, you know, this outline,has these 4 points.
纲要有四点。
The goal of the children's work.
会看见儿童聚会的目标。
The purpose of the children's work.
儿童工作的目的。
The scope of the children's work.
儿童工作的范围。
And I hope you can see the highlighted points. There are three.
看见这里有三个重点。
The first one is not the children's meeting in the church.
第一个还不是教会里的儿童聚会。
The first one is the homes.
第一个是什么？家。
Every child has a home.
每个孩子都有家。
That's where the labor begins.
这劳苦在那里开始。
That's where the struggle begins.
挣扎也是从那里开始。
At home.
是从家里开始。
Then in the neighborhoods.
好，在邻舍。
And what does this mean? This means not just your own children, but your children's friends.
不仅自己儿女，儿女的朋友。
We want to gain our children's friends for the Lord.
我们要得着我们孩子们的朋友，是为着主得着他们。
And then we have the children's meeting.
三大点，第三重点，我们有儿童聚会。
And last night, actually, we shared a very strong burden that we need to upgrade our children's meeting work everywhere.
昨天晚上，我们交通，我们在各处都要拔高我们的儿童聚会。
But please look at point four.
请看第四大点。
So I'm going to start
第四大点
the outline backwards.
我要倒过来讲。
I'm going to start with point four.
就是要从第四大点开始。
That way, if we run out of time.I know that I covered this adequately.
如果没时间，我知道我最少第四大点能讲。
Actually, points one and two are kind of a repetition and strengthening of something we shared yesterday.
第一、第二点是昨天晚上的重复和加强。
So my burden is really points three and four.
早上负担是第三、第四大点。
The scope,
范围。
The scope is maybe much broader than we thought.
范围可能比我们想象的更广。
And the point is.The scope of the children's work includes you.
那就是儿童工作的范围，包括你。
You know, we have a fairly new publication called, or entitled, "Raising Up the Next Generation for the Church Life."
我们有本书相当新，为了教会生活养育下一代。
And in that book, in chapter 14,
十四章那本书里说到
，we have this chapter entitled.Having a prevailing children's work in the church.
教会生活需要有一个强的兴旺的教会儿童工作。
Wouldn't you like to have a prevailing children's meeting?
是不是盼望你的这儿童聚会很兴旺啊
a children's meeting that affects the whole neighborhood.
儿童聚会是能够影响整个你的邻舍的。
Wherever the meeting hall is, the children's meeting has an effect.
无论儿童这个会所在哪？这个所有的邻舍都受到影响。
Yeah, we like such a children's meeting.
我们希望有这样的儿童聚会。
Yeah. And I encourage you to read that.
啊，我鼓励你们读那一本书。
If you read that chapter, you will see.
读过你就知道。
There are at least 14 different parties in the church, or categories of saints that are involved in the work with the children.
关于儿童工作，最少有十四类或者十四个不同方面的人。
Yeah. I know I won't remember all of them.
我不一定记得全部十四个。
But I can say a few.
我可以说几个。
And it starts with the co-workers and the elders.
第一个先从同工长老们开始。
It doesn't mean the co-workers and elders actually you know, lead the singing and go and teach a class. No,
不是说同工长老来在这里带唱诗去教课，不是的。
Although brothers, if you want to go sit there once in a while to see what's there, that's not bad. I like to do that.
弟兄如果有时候去坐坐看看也不错，很好。
Sometimes in my locality, I will sneak out a little bit in the meeting and just go sit in the back and watch the children sing.
有的时候在主日的时候，他就偷偷出去就。在课堂后面看看儿童怎么唱诗。
I like to see how the saints lead the singing.
来看看圣徒怎么带唱诗。
Sometimes, oh, I'm so impressed.
有时候我哎，真是有惊讶。
The ones leading the singing,
带领唱诗的
animated and
哎呀，这个动作非常的。
But other times, I'm impressed the other way.
另外的时候，我是在有另外一个印象。
I said, oh, this is quite boring.
哎，真无聊。
Yeah, we have to do something about this.
这个不行，要有些改变。
Yeah, no, I don't criticize. I don't criticize, but I just take a mental note.
我不是批评，但是我里面就记住了。
Then I come back and tell the brothers.
我回来就告诉弟兄们说，弟兄们
，We need to do something about the opening.
关于我们儿童怎么开始需要做些事。
So it might be good every now and then. Just go take a look.
不时的哎，去看看也不错。
But elders, co-workers.
这是长老、同工长老。
Plus.Sisters, actually,
加上什么？姊妹们。
90% of the labor with the children is in the hands of the sisters.
儿童身上的劳苦90%都是在姊妹们身上。
But in that chapter, we see high school age sisters.
但是我们看见什么？高中年龄的
young mothers,
年轻的母刚做母亲的
middle age sisters,
中年的姊妹们
and grandmas,
还有老祖母。
Actually, maybe the ones who are the most important are the grandmas.
可能最重要的是祖母。
You know, grandmas are great.
祖母太好了，太棒了。
Grandmas, you don't retire.
祖母啊，不要退休的。
And you don't have to serve in that way, teach lesson. Don't do that. Don't do that.
不要去侍奉啊，在上课不要，不要做。
Just bake some cookies.
就是烤一些什么曲奇。
Serve some milk.
一些饼干，一些牛奶。
And have the children to your home.
带孩子来你家。
Oh, your smile and your love, that's all they need.
你的笑，你的爱，就是孩子们需要的。
Maybe your hugs, too.
甚至你的一抱，你的拥抱。
Oh, the hug of a grandmother.
哎呀，祖母的拥抱。
Sometimes I see the older sisters, they see this teenager.
一个年长的姊妹，一个青少年。
And the brothers think, oh, this one, he doesn't come to the meeting so regularly.
这个青少年不这么来常聚会，这个青少年这个那个的。
He doesn't function.
他不进功用。
Oh, he loves the world too much.
这个孩子爱太爱世界了。
But when grandma,
但老祖母啊,
in the church sees him, she,
在后面看到,
so welcoming.
哎呀，这样的,
so warm.
欢迎他,
melts his heart.
这样的爱他, 就把他心
and he feels,
融化了。
Wow.Somebody still loves me.
他就觉得还有人爱我。
Somebody in the church still loves me.
在教会里还有人爱我。
There's a place for me in the church.
在教会里我是有地。
That's the hug of a grandma.
这就是祖母的拥抱。
Oh, sisters, you all have a role.
姊妹们，你们都可以参与。
There's a role for the brothers.
或者弟兄们也有你们的。
There's a role for the high school brothers even.
甚至高中的弟兄们都可以。
There's a role for the elderly saints.
年长的圣徒也可以参与。
Actually, in the care for the children.Everyone has a role.
照顾儿童，人人有份。
Let's read this section.
来读这一段。
Could we read together this point? It's a long point. Mobilizing the whole church to care for the children. Four. When the Roman 4.
The 四大点。
Amen.
Amen. 第四大点哈，动员全教会来照顾儿童。当全教会动员起来，所有的弟兄姊妹都有机会来服侍。有的把家打开，有的把孩子带来，也有的可以教导他们。当大家同心合意，为着主的心意劳苦时，就会有数不尽的益处。Amen.
Okay, brothers, could you read A?
弟兄们，请读第一重点。
The responsible brothers.Amen. Amen.
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 各地负责弟兄同工都要看见神家中儿童工作的重要性，这该是件大事。
Amen. Sisters, please read B.
姊妹，第二重点。
Amen.
至于在做法上，首先应该有几位姊妹起来带领儿童工作，长老们同时也要指派几位姊妹担负这个责任。
Amen.
Amen.
Sisters, see.
姊妹
，sorry, brothers,
弟兄，第三，需要让亲子。我们还需要青年人来担配搭儿童工作这件事，一定要做。
Oh, young people.
青年人。
The young people are most useful.
青少年最有用。
Even crucial.
甚至是关键。
In the work with the children.
在儿童工作的事上。
If we do this properly.
合适做。
Actually, we have experienced, and we have seen this in several churches.
如果做得当哈。
When the young people are brought in a proper way.To bear responsibility in the children's meeting.
我们看见，在我们的经历和几个召会里面看见，如果青少年合适的被带进到这个儿童工作的时候
，Firstly, they are a great help.
第一个，青少年自己是个帮助。第二个
，They become excellent role models for the children.
他们对儿童成为绝佳的榜样。
You may think, oh no, this one's not a good role model.
你说这个孩子不是好榜样。
They.Even the way they dress.
看看他这个怎么穿呢、啊、
？Okay, today that's true.
或许今天是这个样子、yeah. 啊、
Bring them in.
把他们带进来。
Treat them as an adult.
就把他们当成人对待。
I mean the young people.
就对待青年人，对待像
成人。Give them responsibility.
就是给他们责任。
Bring them to eventually. That many young people they can lead the singing in a better way than the older singers.
很多青少年呢能带领诗歌比年长的带得好。
This is possible.
这是很可能的。
Because the young people, they're still so young.
因为年轻人还这么年轻。
They're very flexible.
很有弹性。
They can talk to the children.
可以跟孩子们说话。
They can get the children clapping.
孩子们鼓掌。
I don't mean wild.
不是野。
But they can bring some joy into the meeting.
能够把喜乐带到这个聚会里。
Oh, I tell you.
我告诉你
well, there's a message that Brother Lee shares directly to the young people.
李立勇有一篇直接对青少年说的话。
He says to them, young people,
他说年轻人
you have to realize
你要知道
these children are watching you.
孩子们在看你们。
And this will help you.
这个会帮助你、啊、
When you're walking, going to the meeting that morning,
那天早上去聚会
you may look in the mirror.
你或者看看镜子。
Oh Lord,
哦主啊、
maybe I shouldn't wear this.
或许不该这么穿。
In front of the children.
在孩子面前不该这么穿。
Oh, if your mommy tells you, why are you wearing that?
你妈妈告诉你要穿这个。
Oh, you may react.
反应。
But if you're serving the children.
如果服侍者告诉你说。
You're walking past the mirror. The Lord might touch you.
但是看过镜子自己看。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主或摸着了。
I should be a good example.
我应该对儿童做好榜样。
Maybe I should change.
或许该换一件。
Then it's nobody.Telling you to.
是没有人告诉你怎么做。
But the Lord is shepherding you.
而是主在这里牧养你。
This will help your testimony.
这会帮助你的见证。
If you do something for someone else's sake.
你为着别人的缘故做些事会帮助你自己。
That's what the Lord Jesus said in John 17.
主在约翰福音十七章是这么说的。
For their sakes.
为着他们的缘故。
I sanctify myself.
我圣别我的自己。
Maybe in the meeting.
或者在聚会里
even in the Lord's table.
主日擘饼聚会
I'm not talking about anybody here.
我不是讲这边任何一个人不是
Don't be offended.
不要被得罪
Don't take it personal.
不要指我是讲你说的
I've seen in other places.
我是在别的地方看见
Even in the Lord's table.
甚至在主擘饼的时候
In the back.
在后面
Some young people.
青少年
In the Lord's table.
擘饼聚会滑手机盯荧幕
Actually,Seen some young working saints do this too.
甚至啊，有些青子的都这么干。
Not here. I didn't see
anybody. 不是这里啊，后面我没看见，我没去盯你，没看你。
I was sitting looking this way.
我是朝这个方向看的。
I'm not talking about anybody here.
我们不是想在座任何一个。
I just enjoyed the Lord's table.
我就在享受擘饼聚会。
Yeah, I'm talking about other people.
别的地方的
other
别人
哈，
别处召会不是。
And in the back, the
在那个后面的那些。
Amen. Oh, Amen. The bread's coming.
哦，弟兄们来了。
Amen. Oh, the cup is coming.
哦，饼来了。Amen. 杯来了。
Got an Instagram notice.
哎呦 ，Instagram 啊。
Amen.
Amen.
Like this.
Facebook.
Only old people do Facebook. Sorry. No.
I'm old. See.
Yeah. That's all. It could be.
很可能是。
It could be. You're there, and then one of the children walk in to come to see their mommy.
那一个孩子进来看看他妈妈。
And you're like this. You're like.
那你就在这里滑。
And you're like, and you.
滑来滑去。You,
oh Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣啊。
I should be a good example.
我该对孩子做个好榜样吧。
If your daddy,
如果 says, 你的爸爸说
，put that away.
那个放下。
This is Lord's table.
这是薄饼聚会。
Maybe dads here don't do that.
或者这里的爸爸不这么做哈。
Maybe dads here don't make this face.
这里的老爸
you know this face?
不做个严肃脸啊。
Are you familiar with this?
你知道这个脸吗？
And sometimes across the meeting, you see your child.
有时候你远远看着你孩子坐在那里后面，你就这样。
And you're amen.
Amen.
Amen. All the parents try to, you know.
父母想要遥控吗？
You wish you could just.
远远的就给他一巴掌。
But you can't reach them because they're in the other section.
太远了，坐在那个角落，你看那个角落。
So you're like,
like this.
But if that high schooler.
那个高中生啊，想想。
Because they're second grader.
因为如果他在教二年级的小孩。
Walks into the meeting.
来到聚会里。
You're like,
你看见，哦，哎，他自然就收起来。
Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord might touch you.
主或许摸着那个孩子。
Be a good example.
哎，要做好榜样。
If your daddy says,
你老爸说
，react
就反应。
If the Lord touches,
主摸着你
，you just follow.
那你就跟随了，顺从了。
But why do you follow?
你为什么顺从呢
？For the little ones' sake.
是为着这孩子们的缘故。
For their sake.
为着你教的孩子的
缘故 I sanctify myself.
我主说为了他们的缘故我圣别自己
young people, the service could really help you.
青少年呢这个服事可以帮助你的
And grow up.
你会长大
Grow up more in the church.
帮助你跟在教会生活里
Be more mature.
更成熟
And then the church will be your church.
教会就成为你的教会
not my daddy or mommy's church.
不是我爸妈的教会
This could happen.
这可能发生。
Actually, I've seen this.
我亲眼看见这事发生。
I've seen some young people.
看见一些年轻人。
They teach the lesson.
他们在这教这个儿童课程。
Oh, that's wonderful.
太好了。
You know, sometimes when I try to introduce this,
有的时候我想
to locally in New York.
在纽约想把这件事带到本地的情形的时候。
Many years ago.
很多年前了。
Oh, well, the serving ones, they have one of two reactions.
服侍者有几个反应。
Some say, no, I don't want any young people. I don't want high schoolers.
就说不要，高中生我不要。
Because they're just like big children.
他们就像大儿童一样。
Yeah, and I already have eight children.
长不大的孩子。
Now you give me two more children.
我就有两，要服侍八个儿童，再带一个青少年，加一个我不要。
And at least the little children listen to me.
最少小孩听我话。
They don't listen.
这些青少年不听话，我不要他们。
Okay, such an attitude.
有这样的态度。
You could never perfect anyone.
如果你有这样的态度，你就没有办法成全任何人。
Others have this attitude.
那别人有另外一个。
Oh, very good. Please come and serve.
很好，来来。
Okay, so this is your job.
好，现在是你们的工作了。
Please take attendance.
好，请你在这里点名。
Bring a snack.
带点心。
And take the children to the bathroom.
带孩子去上厕所。
Yeah, this is not treating them like adults.
这不是。对待青少年像对待成人一样。
This is not treating them as a fellow serving one.
不是对待他们像一同服侍的。
Bring the young people to serve with you.
不是的，你要把青少年带起来跟你一同服侍。
So that maybe one day,
有一天
they can be better than you.
他们可能比你更好。
Don't be afraid of that.
不要怕。
That will free you to go serve others.
那个会释放你，你够去服侍别的事。
So, oh, I hope we could have such a kind of a.Tutoring, mentoring,
有这样的一种养育
atmosphere,
一种的带领哈，这个
we bring younger ones to serve,
喂养他们，把他们带进到服侍。
It's possible not all of them will come up to that level.
很可能不是所有人都能够达到你那个标准。
But some will.
但有一些会上来。
Some will. Some will be manifested.
有一些会被显明出来。
This is their service.
这就是他们的服侍。
This should be their key service in the church life.
他们应该是教会生活最主要的服侍，服侍这个。
We have some sisters in New York.
纽约有些姊妹们
who they oversee the children's meeting.
在这照顾儿童聚会
They were our children.
就是我们的孩子
I served them in junior high school.
好，我是初中服侍他们。
Now they are married with their own children.
这个他已经服侍，现在他们这些孩子都长
大了。And they oversee the children's meeting for the whole church.
生儿育子，现在他们来看整看管整个纽约的儿童工作。
They are serving side by side with sisters who were their children's meeting teachers.
所以啊，他们你看，我说现在有一些儿童被服侍的儿童，现在呢跟儿童老师是。并肩的一起来服侍。
What a beautiful picture that is.
这是一个何等美丽的图画。
Let's continue.
好，继续。
Point one.
第一
Brothers, please. C1.
啊，第一小点，第三重点。每一个教会都有不少儿童，只要儿童工作一发起，青年人就能进公用，一同配搭服侍儿童。
Amen. Sisters, too.
姊妹，第二小点，青年人需要为此将自己献上，如此人人都能操练传讲福音。
Amen.
Amen.
And I hope the serving ones of the high schoolers.
盼望高中生服侍者。
You would shepherd the young people into service.
你要牧养这些青少年进到儿童。
Don't just take care of meetings.
不要只要顾到聚会而已。
Don't be so preoccupied with the content of the next meeting.
总是谈啊，下一次聚会内容什么讲什么。
To help the young people is not by giving them messages.
帮助青少年不是讲信息讲道给他们听。
Okay, we have to give them some messages.
是的，要给他们一些的话，主的话。
But not too many messages.
不要太多的信息。
But besides that,
除这个之外
we need to lead them.Into action.
我们需要带领青少年有进入一些行动。
We need to challenge them.
甚至要挑战这些青少年。
Employ them.
就是让他们有工可做。
And give them responsibility.
给他们责任。
In that message that I told you, Brother Lee shared to the young people,
对青少年的那篇信息说到。
He told these young people.
他告诉青少年说
，You must pick up a double responsibility in the church.
在教会里，你们必须有双重的责任。
One is for the church meetings and church services.
一是为了教会的聚会，教会的侍奉。
And two is for the gospel in your campus.
二就是在你本地校园里的福音。
You should bear a double responsibility.
你们有双重的责任。
Sometimes we think, oh, the young people, they're so young. We just care for them. We just shepherd them.
就是牧养他们。
Yeah, we take them for ice cream.
去吃冰淇淋。
Yeah, that might be shepherding.
或是那是某一种的牧养。
But putting them to work is shepherding too.
但是让他们有工可做也是牧养。
Just to take them out here and there.
带到这里那里。
And then give them conferences and retreats.
有一些特会，有一些这个上山的活动。
It's possible they end up self-centered.
很可能结果是他们以自我为中心。
Because everything is for me.
什么事都是为着我的。
This spoils them.
这个就宠坏了他们。
There's a principle in the scripture.
经文里有个原则。
It is more blessed to give.Than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
So young people,
年轻人呢
teenagers,
这个十几岁的
give,
要给，教他们给。
Grow up,
该长大了。
And give,
要给。
Give to others,
给别人。
Give to the junior hires,
你要在这给。
Give to the children,
你的给是在于
give your time,
给你的时间。
Even give your energy.
给你的精力。
Some of you are so good with computers.
你们有些这个电脑非常的棒。
With graphics.
能够设计一些图。
Put your skills to work for the children's meeting.
为着儿童的工作，你要把自己的这个技能摆上去。
Design some nice, crafts for them.
要对给儿童们设计的非常好的这个手工。
We're going to talk about neighborhood children's meeting in a moment.
之后我们要讲邻舍儿童聚会。
Design some nice invitations.
要设计一些非常好的一些
邀请卡。For the neighborhood children's meetings.
邀请 邻居朋友这个孩子们来。
You know, one sister, one family recently,
一家最近的
they migrated to a small locality that we raised up in upstate New York.
移民在这纽约北边一个小地方。
You know, there's a, you know, we purchased a camp. Some of you have been there.
买了一个营区
Camp Penuel.
比努以勒那个营区
About an hour and a half north of New York City.
纽约市北边一个半小时。
Close to there, we raised up a small church.
在附近兴起一个小教会。
This family migrated there.
这个家庭移民过去。
They actually had a home built in this new neighborhood complex.
新社区自己盖了一个房。
So when they got there, and the house was built, they moved in.
他们盖好搬进去。
The sister, the mother, they have two little children.
她有两个小孩哈。
When they were living in New York City, she was always burdened for the neighborhood children's meeting.
他住纽约时已经对儿童邻舍非常的负责。
Now she's in a new neighborhood.
现在他的那个新的社区。
Not only new to her.
对它不仅是新的
，new to everyone，
对每个人都是新的
，because it's a new neighborhood， it did not exist。
这个之前不存在新盖
，all the homes were built，
盖好的社区
，everyone with had moved within 6 months，
每个人都是六个月之内搬进来的
，right， okay， so she was burdened，
她很有负担呢。
She made an invitation.
她就做了个邀请卡。
Very simple.
很简单。
She printed it out. It was like this.
印出来就是这么大小。
It was just a piece of paper like this, folded.
一张纸折式。
And then a little thing.
小小的事情。
Very nice.
小小的一个。
Let the children come.
她说让小孩子来吧。
That's a verse. Let the children.
那是一处经节。
With the design.
主耶稣说让小孩子来。
And then inside, you're invited.
你受邀请。
To a Bible story time.
来听圣经故事。
You know, anyway.So then, she went to every home on her street.
她那条街上每个家她都去拜访。
Yeah. When she got to the second home,
到第二个家的时候
，I think it was the second home.
我想是大概第二个家。
The woman comes and says, "Oh, this is very good what you're doing."
妇人来的时候，哎，你做的非常好。
My children are all grown up out of the house.
我的孩子都长大了，都离家了。
She's a believer. She's a Christian.
这是一个基督徒的妇人。
But I really like what you're doing.
但我很喜欢你做的。
Can I help you?
我能帮你吗？
I'll go with you to hand out the invitation.
我跟你一起去，我们两个一起来发邀请函。
You know, this was already 2 years ago.
两年前呢。
Recently,
最近呢。
I was not there, but I heard this.
我不在，但我听到了。
They have a monthly gathering. Monthly.
一个月聚一次。
Yeah, and they had 18 children.
有十八个。孩子们在一起
18 children
18
her two
她的自己两个
plus 5 other children from the church
从教会里来还有五个其他的
other mothers came
其他的母亲也来帮忙
and then 11 children from the community
从社区有11个儿童
and her children are very small
她的孩子非常小
they're not you know well I guess the oldest one is elementary school now
大概现在这是小学了吧
but they're very small
很小
so this is not that you send the children
不是说让你拆孩子去。
There were 11 children.
十一个孩子。
Every child had at least one parent in the
meeting. 你记得每一个孩子背后都有他的父母。
They're all there.
都在那里。
They're all there.
都在那。
That's what the neighborhood children's meeting can do.
这就是邻舍儿童聚会。
High schoolers.
高中生。
Many sisters have the burden.
很多姊妹们有负担。
But they don't handle the computer, the graphics like you.
啊，他高中生，你知道这个姊妹们不会，只是用手，你们可以用电脑。
Could you design some?Invitations.
好吧，设计一些邀请卡。
Use your skill for the Lord like that.
要为着主用你的这个技巧。
Get involved.
要参与啊。
Actually, if you go, do you know how to play guitar?
你去，你知道怎么弹吉他吗
？Some of the sisters they don't know how to play guitar.
有些姊妹们不知道怎么弹吉他。
You know how to play.
但青少年你知道弹吉他。
Well, okay, you play what is it? Ukulele. Bring your ukulele.
你的这乌克丽丽也可以弹一下。
You play flute. Bring your flute.
吹笛就吹笛。
You maybe you don't know anything, just spoons. Bring your spoons.
能够敲打，带着汤匙也可以敲两下。
You know, with the children, actually, you don't even need instruments.
其实孩子们都不需要乐器了。
You just get a cup.
就拿个杯子，拿个杯子。
I want to turn it around, so I'm not going to use it. Yeah, yeah. You have a cup.
一个杯子。
You turn the cup over.
哎，转过来。
Get a chopstick. 咚，
筷子。
And you hand out to all the children. Okay, children, let's go. Ready?
所以孩子 ，OK， 每人一根筷子。
You come to me.Boom, boom, with a sword and a spear.
你来我这，带着把剑。
Hey, very good. 好，好，好，好，好。Amen.
Bueno, bueno. Okay, bueno.
You can lead the children.
你就可以带孩子了。
Because the mothers, maybe the sister, the host.
母亲或者这个做家主人的。
She'll take care of the parents.
他就照顾父母了。
And you can go to the meeting.
青少年你就来到聚会，带孩子唱诗歌。
And then tell a story.
讲个故事。
You can tell a Bible story.
你可以讲个圣经故事。
And then one of the mothers can give the application to the children.
那妈妈就可以讲一些应用的方面。
20 minutes.
二十分钟就够。
The whole thing can be just 30 minutes.
整个这个聚会三十分钟就。
Then everybody go home. Oh,
那每个家回家了，不是？等一下。
Don't forget the snack.
啊，千万不要忘记点心。
Singing,
唱诗
story,
讲故事
snack,
还有点心
S in English SSS,
英文的 SSS.
You could do this.
唱讲
high school sisters, you could help very very.
高中生可以帮助的
college age sisters.
大专的姊妹们
Why wouldn't you give your time once a week to do this?
一周一次把这个时间来做这件事
If not, then come here and serve with the children.
要不然来这里主日服侍儿童。
That's all we're doing, really.
其实我们就做的就是这么些事。
Singing story snack.
就是唱诗歌讲故事吃点心。
You could be very useful.
你就可以很有用了。
Let's go back to point one.
好，回到第一点啊。
Let's read the first point. The goal of the children's work.
一起读啊。
Let's read together.
一起来读。儿童工作的目标，
我
们必须集中全力地做我们中间的儿童和青少年工作，使他们成为福音的种子。
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Our children can easily become the seeds of the gospel.
我们的儿女很容易就可以成为福音的种子。
Now, please, just note this. You know, what is a seed?
种子是什么？
A seed is a container of life.
种子是一个生命的器皿。
Yeah. So until
酝酿生命的器皿。
They receive the Lord, we don't consider them a seed.
除非他们接受主之前，我们不以他们为种子。
But once they receive the Lord,
但他们一接受主之后，
maybe at 10 years old,
十岁，或者是
they go to their junior high school.
他们到中学，
they go to their high school.
到高中，
the Lord can sow them as a seed of the
Lord. 主就能够把他们当作种子种在那里。
But even before that, as we're preparing them for that,
在这个之前，我们预备他们的时候，
oh, they could still invite friends.
他们还可以交朋友。
And actually, by encouraging them to invite their friends, you're preparing them to be a seed of the gospel.
鼓励他们邀请朋友，你就是在这里帮助他们要以后成为福音的种子。
In point B, it says, our work must prepare them to invite their friends and become seeds.Gospel seeds in their schools when they go into junior high school.
第二重点，这些工作必须预备儿童邀请他们的朋友，等他们上初中后能在学校里做福音的种子，这是目标。
Now the purpose.
目的。
Let's read number two.
第二大点，儿童工作的目的，在人性里把他们建造成为正确的人。
Yes, all the time they're in our hands, even from 3-4 years old. If you have a preschool level in the children's meeting.
所以从他们在我们手中，甚至从这个学龄前一路上来。
We are working on them to build up the vessel.
我们都在他们身上做工，要建造好这个器皿。
We want to prepare the vessel.
要预备好这个器皿。
Salvation is to fill the vessel.
救恩是来充满这个器皿。
But the children's work is to prepare the vessel.
是预备这个器皿。
What if we fill the vessel, but the vessel has holes?
如果我们充满器皿，但器皿满了洞，
then I come to drink. Oh, half the water is gone.
水一半都不见了。
So you want to have proper vessels.
所以要有
the Lord needs proper vessels.
正确的器皿。
So we're preparing the vessel.
所以我们在这里预备器皿。
How do you prepare the vessel?
你怎么预备器皿？
Not by stuffing them with knowledge.
不是用知识充他们，填他们。
Even Bible knowledge.
甚至圣经知识充他们。
No, you teach the Bible.
你是教导圣经。
We use the Bible in our children's meeting.
儿童聚会需要有圣经。
But we use practical lessons.
但用一些很具体实际的一些课程。
We tell the story.
讲故事。
But with a practical application.
但是带着实际的应用。
So we use the Bible story.
是的，我们用圣经故事。
But we're not rushing to preach salvation to them.
但是还不要急着去把这个救恩传给他们。
At the beginning, the most important thing is proper humanity.
但刚开始最重要的是要有个正确合适的人性。
Here, point A says, today many young people have been damaged with respect to their character.
今天许多年轻人在他们的性格上。受到了破坏。
It is because of this that we have a children's work for the children.
因这缘故，我们为儿童有儿童工作。
We need to build up their character.
我们需要帮助他们建立正确合适的性格。
B says, to build up a proper humanity is the way to prepare the children to be the best material to receive God's grace.
培养正确的性格能预备儿童成为上好的材料，承受神的恩典。
It is best to help the children grow up in their humanity by helping them know what a proper human being is.
第一小点，帮助儿童在正确的性格中长大，就是让他们认识什么是正确的人。
How to honor their parents and how to be a proper child.
如何尊敬父母，以及如何做一个正确的孩子。
Okay, because of time, let's go to point three.
因为时间缘故，来到第三大点。
Now the scope of the children's
儿童工作的范围。
The homes.
家。
We need to open up our homes. We do not need to meet with others first.
我们需要打开我们的家，首先不一定要和外人聚会。
We can initiate our home meeting by meeting with our family members.
我们可以从自家人先开始有家人的聚会。
We who have wives and children all have a home meeting, can have a home meeting.
我们有妻子和儿女就可以有家聚会。
We can just meet with our folks, with our wife and with our little children.
就可以和我们的家人、我们的妻子和儿女一起聚会。
Oh, the church would be blessed.
教会就因此蒙福。
If every family could have such a gathering with their children.
就是家家和孩子都有自己的家庭
会。I mentioned to the saints last night.
昨晚提过。
If you're not used to doing this and your children are teenagers.
如果你没有这么习惯做，孩子长到青少年。
It may be difficult to start this.
就很难开始吧。
But if they're little.
还小。
You can start.
就可以开始。
It can be so much fun for them.
对他来讲很有趣。
And I encourage all the families.
我鼓励所有的家。
To learn more children's songs.
要学更多儿童诗歌。
There are two websites I'd like to recommend.
两个网站要推荐。
One is BibleStorySongs.com.
一个是 BibleStorySong.com.
Yeah, just spell, write the words out with
Bible,
no spaces.
没有空间 BibleStory.com.
BibleStorySongs.com. And the other one is TheBibleTellsMeSo.com.
另外一个是TheBibleTellsMeSo.com.
Yeah, these two websites have a lot of material for meeting with children.
这两个网站有很多材料跟怎么儿童聚会有关。
Songs and books.
家里聚会就是儿童这个诗歌和这个故事。
Learn the songs.
你要学习这些诗歌。
Learn the songs.
学习这些诗歌。
Oh, this will be a great blessing.
这就是个大的祝福。
To learn the children's songs.
能够学儿童诗歌。
And then you sing with your children.
跟孩子一起唱。
Their songs of their level.
唱在他们那个程度的诗歌。
That little meeting could be so enjoyable.
那小小小聚会。
You know, when I say meet with your children, you know, I am talking about 10 minutes.
我跟讲到儿童跟他们一起。
I'm not talking about 2 hours.
十分钟。
A 2 hour home meeting.
不要两个小时。No, 十分钟。
Where we pray, we read the Bible, we fellowship with the life study. No, I'm not talking like.
不是读经、祷告、唱诗、交通、生命读经，不是哈。
I mean, children.
你说孩子们。
What song should we sing?
该唱什么
？You have a song? Oh, you have a song. Which song?
好。
Oh, good, good, good.
好，很好。Okay,
what song?
那什么歌
？He's able. He's able. Oh, good.
很好。
I know he's
able.
Amen.
Okay.
Very good.
很好
Let's sing. They say, let's sing that one.
好，我唱这个好。
Do you have a song?
你有个歌吗
？And then they pick the song.
让他们选诗歌唱。
And you could be very enjoyable.
可以很享受了。
Then just this.
啊，这个。
What's your memory verse for this week?
哎，这周你们有什么经节要背的
？Go get your paper. Go get your paper.
去拿你们的纸来哈。
Okay. Oh, let's read the memory verse.
啊，来读这个经节。
Okay. Let's practice. Let's practice.
来，一起来。
Okay, you say, I say, and then
说,
mommy
说,
and daddy, they memorize too.
啊，这样子，爸爸妈妈也背了。
It's not.
不是说。
You know, not just you memorize. I memorize too.
你要背，我也背了。
Oh, that can be your meeting.
这个就是你的聚会了。
10 minutes.
十分钟。
15 minutes.
十五分钟。
Develop this habit.
你要发展这个习惯。
And never stop.
要不要停啊？不要停。
And never stop.
永远不要停这个聚会。
Then when they're teenagers,
十几岁的时候
it's not strange to pray with mommy.
跟妈妈祷告不奇怪了。
I enjoy the Lord with my mom and dad.
我从小就跟爸妈一起享受主啊。
But don't you?
难道你不是这样子吗？
Because it's so common to them.
因为这对他们是很正常的。
I hope you could practice this.
盼望我们能够有这样的实行。
Yeah. Three. This influence. I skipped over point two. We go to point three.
第三小点 yeah.
This influence is most helpful for the families of the Christians.
这对基督徒的家庭第三小点有很大的正面影响。
From early days, the children will be surrounded by a spiritual atmosphere.
因为儿童自年幼时就被属灵的气氛所围绕着。
And will have constant opportunity to see the reality of eternal things.
就能够不断地看见关于这个永远事物的实际。
Then neighborhoods.
关于这个邻舍。
I covered this matter of the neighborhoods already.
我刚讲过了。
The children's meeting.
儿童聚会。
The children's meeting. We expect. Are you with me?
好，第三小点哈，就
3C.
第三大点，第三中点。
Yeah, the children's meeting. We expect the children's work among us to be very prevailing.
我们盼望我们的儿童工作能够成功的推广兴旺。
Yeah, this is on the back, right?
这后面的。
Is this on the last page?
Yes.
Last page. Yeah, last page. Amen. How about we read that sentence together?
一起来读。
The children's meeting.
希望我们的儿童工作能够兴旺。
Amen.
因此我们必须对这个工作有正确的认识，并做好准备。
Amen. Sisters, please read one.
姊妹读第一小点。儿童工作的对象是指小学毕业以前五岁以上的孩子们。
Amen. Brothers, number two.
弟兄第二小点。基督教团体把儿童工作当作一种类似学校的工作来做，所以被称为主日学。
Sisters, so we don't call our children's meeting Sunday school.
我们不称我们的儿童聚会为主日学，不是主日学。
Sisters, A.
主日学是用课本，我们不大认同这种做法。我们觉得我们的儿童聚会不应该有主日学的性质。
And brothers, B.
弟兄 B, 我们从经验得知，若是把儿童工作当作学校课程来教导，结果将是弊多利少。
The reason for this is, when you have that kind of atmosphere of school and class, then it's possible the teachers will teach in an objective way.
原因是，如果当主日学来办儿童聚会的话，很可能儿童这个老师就把它当作讲道讲课来做。
And also impart premature knowledge.
把先期的知识先传给孩子。
There should be a loving atmosphere in our children's meeting.
儿童聚会该有一个爱的气氛。
And we explained this more yesterday.
昨天讲解释过了哈。
Not just teaching.
不仅是教导。
As a transfer of knowledge.
不只是知识的传递。
But our teaching.Should be infusion and inspiration.
那我们所传给这个孩子们，应该是一种传输，一种的启发。
Amen. Let's read point three altogether. The last point here.
最后一点，一起。
The saints can open.
圣徒们可以打开家，做儿童牌。
For children's meeting.
我们需要许多弟兄姊妹把家打开。
We need many brothers and sisters to open their homes.How beautiful this service will be, and how much the Lord's work will be propagated. So, saints, the overall burden is this. We need to work with the children both on the Lord's Day morning and at home and in our neighborhoods.
所以整体的负担就是我们应该在孩子们身上、儿童们身上劳苦，不管是在主日的聚会。在家里，并且也要在邻舍当中。
Yes, the primary burden is in the homes with the parents.
最主要的负担就是在家里，在父母的身上。
But let us not underestimate the value of the Lord's Day morning children's meeting.
但也不要轻看、轻忽、藐视这个主日早上儿童聚会。
And if you consider in the years of elementary school,
你想想看小学。
We have 300 Lord's days to work on them.
我们有三百个主日，三百个主日在他们身上劳苦。
If in your locality you have classes for preschool,
如果你们有学龄前，就是幼儿班的话
，that gives you 400 Lord's days.
那就给你们四百个主日。
Oh, by the accumulation of the cultivation of their humanity.
他们人性得着培育，得着这个累积上的，在他们身上工作。
Week after week, week after week,
一周过一周。
Oh, you could be accomplishing quite much for the Lord.
为着主，我们能够成就许多的事。
These children will be produced as vessels for the Lord.
孩子们都能够成为被主所用的器皿。
Yeah, but it requires all of our labor together.
但需要什么？我们一起来劳苦。
All of our labor. And actually, Not just when they're there in that room, in that class.
不仅是在那个教室，在那个课堂里。
I hope there could be an atmosphere in the whole church.
他们全教会都有一个气氛。
They all feel loved.
他们都感觉到被爱。
All feel so welcome.
都感觉到受欢迎。
Even we would learn their names.
甚至我们要知道名字是什么，孩子的名字。
And we as parents would be burdened for not just our own children, but all the children.
父母不仅对自己的儿女有负担，要对别人的孩子也要有负担。
We sharpen them together.
我们一起来磨刀。
We prepare them together.
一起来预备他们。
To take their role in this conflict.
他们能够在这个冲突中间能够有他们正确合适的角色。
Remember Exodus 1. Remember Exodus 1.
记得出埃及记一章。
The Pharaoh is nervous.
法老坐立不安。
He's threatened.
受威胁。
By whom?
被谁？
By the second generation of God's people.
神百姓的第二代。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll stop here and we'll give the rest of the time for some sharing.
我们停到这里，有一些的分享。
Amen.
Amen.
How do you want to carry out?
Pray. You want to pray first?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's pray with the next one to you. You know, a minute. 跟坐在身边的祷告。